From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe and the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
Hello. Wow, it's been like a couple of weeks since I've done this, because I fucking suck. I guess I should have my notes out. So I have some excuses. I mean, they're not like great, except the one's pretty good, because like I literally, I hate when people say that. Why did I just say that? I just couldn't even look at a computer screen. My eyeball was so fucked up. Whoa, my microphone's falling. Yeah, so aside from my usual, like, I don't have the internet woes, I guess it's been like 2 weeks now. 2 weeks ago, I woke up on a Tuesday morning and my eyeball was red as fuck and it hurt, like it hurt like someone punched me in my eye, like, to touch it, and I couldn't be anywhere where it was light because it hurt so much. So I woke up with my fucked up eye and I was like, well, this sucks. It was so bad that I had band practice that night and I had to have them shut the lights off in the garage because I couldn't stand the light. It was awesome. So anyway, I went to a doctor finally. Oh, I went to a different doctor, like, and he was just like, I don't know, your eye looks weird. And I was like, cool, thank you. Here's $100 for telling me that I look ugly. And then I went to an actual eye doctor. See, I hate doing this because I don't have insurance. And I don't really need a lecture on anything. So I don't care. Just, this is why I hate everything. Anyway, so I went to an eye doctor. And I got told that I have something called uveitis, which sounds like a made-up disease. But that kind of is, because your uvea is like essentially your entire eyeball, and itis means there's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with your eyeball. Anyway, I got some eye drops and it looks good now, but I still have to get back. Oh, by the way, it's after 1 a.m. and I have to be there at like 8 something. I just got home a little bit ago. It's been a fun night. I'm going to talk about it. So eyeball, oh, and I got 2 drops. One of them was a steroid to get rid of the shit. And then the second one was a dilating drop. So I can dilate my one eyeball and look like David Bowie, which I did a couple days. It was supposed to help with the pain, but the pain of light getting into your eye is like worse than anything else. So I just was like, yeah, fuck this, but I have it. So if I ever want to look weird, can do that. So here we go. So that was that. I couldn't look at a computer screen for a few days. So that's that. So when was this? June 18th. It was Father's Day. My band played a show at the Brighton Bar. I know I've mentioned that place before, opening for a band called Krongen, like an old UK punk band. And it was fun. It was a cool show. Our friends Pat and Rachel showed up, so that was nice. Rachel's in the Drugettes. I've talked about them. So it was cool. Like, here's my fun story about that night. And I'm not complaining. It's just what it is. But the band had asked us earlier in the night if they could use our equipment. And I told them, I don't really care, but just so you know, there is another band in between us, so you should probably ask them just to make it easier. So they did. And then I didn't hear anything else about it. So we finished up playing. I took my drums outside, packed them all up, got them in my car, completely done. I was just standing there like, ah. And this dude comes up to me, British man, saying like, Can I use your drums tonight? I can't use... Have you seen the drummer's set he's using now? It's for a child. I can't play that. And I'm sorry for my British accent, but it was hilarious. And I'm just like... And he's like, oh, you've already put it all away. And I'm like, it's cool, I'll unpack it. And he was like, I'll help you. And I'm like, no, it's cool, I'll do it myself. Anyway, it was the drummer from the band. And so I had to unload all of my shit, reset my drums up, and then watch him meddle around with it. Which, you know what? I don't really care that much. Sometimes it bothers me when people, like, adjust my shit. But in special circumstances, when the band is traveling from England and they don't have their own shit, I've had to play bad drum sets before, and it's not fun. And mine is awesome. It's an amazing drum set, and that's why everyone wants to use it. So he did. He gave me a t-shirt, and he bought me a beer after they were done. And then we sat and talked for a while, and he was actually super nice. I believe his name is JJ. And we were talking about... It's funny, because I don't really like talking about, like...
Oh, what kind of drum heads do you use? I use a double ply dry. Blah, blah, blah.
Like, fuck you. No one cares. But we were just, I asked him, like, who his favorite drummers are. And I remember he said Stuart Copeland was one. And I was like, that's a good answer. And I told him that I love Jet Black from the Stranglers. And he was like, ah. And I'm like, oh, so happy that you know who that is. But again, he's British, so everyone in England knows who the Stranglers are. I am rambling. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play you a Kron Jen song. I don't really know a lot of their stuff, so I was just looking at things, and I found that they actually cover a song that I love by a band called Smokey, and the song is called Living Next Door to Alice, and I love it. And so this is the punk version of the song.
Gone, but
Awesome. I probably should have had a like warning before that. Like, by the way, if you don't like the word cunt, don't listen to the next 30 seconds of this. One of my favorite insults, by the way. Although I do realize that makes a lot of people uncomfortable, so I try not to say it too often. Okay, so the next on the agenda... last Friday, the 23rd, I believe. Yeah, it was Friday. We took a field trip to see Jesse Mellon do an in-store show / signing at Vintage Vinyl in New Jersey. And here's the thing about... Oh, by the way, when I say field trip, it was me and Dean, who's my guitar player. I know I've talked about him. His son, Jake, who actually played that Cron Gen show with us on bass. He's extremely good. And his band is the Drag County Speed Queens, and I've talked about them before. Anyway. And then our friend Sarah, who drove. God bless her. I sound like an old lady when I say that. God bless you. Oh, right. So Vintage Vinyl. Now, I'm not here to shit on other record stores. That's not my intention, but I've been to plenty of other record stores, and there's a lot of them that I like. They're not all the same, which is nice. You don't want that. I don't want to go to every store and have it be like the one that I work at. That would get really boring real fast. But the thing about this place is this. They take records that are like mediocre, like semi-desirable, to the ones that are actually desirable. And they'll take these records, they will put them in a resealable package, tell you that don't open this. There's a ton of them too. There's like a whole fucking wall of this like rack of these records. Don't open it. This is near mint. All of them are like $20 or more, which is insane for a record that we would sell for like $5. And now you're thinking like, oh, well, maybe you should sell your shit for $20. No, fuck you. It is not worth $20. Whatever it is, some of them are like, you know, upwards of like $75 to $100 or more. And it's something that's like, okay, like maybe we would price it at like $20. Now, I'm telling you this now too. Every fucking one of them, like near mint, fuck you. There is no way that you have all these records that are near mint. No, let's just, no, I don't believe you. And then I'm not allowed to open it to check and see that you're wrong. God, I fucking hate that. It makes me so angry every time I go in there. I'm like, really? Like, the store is enormous. There's like a ton of merchandise. Like, do you really have to do that? Do you really have to be assholes? Like, just fucking price it normally. God, drives me absolutely bonkers. And the other thing is that we just drove for like an hour and a half to get there, and I was like, oh my god, can I use your bathroom? And like, oh, we don't have a bathroom. Okay, I believe you. Fuck you. Oh my god, I had to go next door and pee at a pizza place that I didn't buy anything at. I feel like an asshole. Fuck you, Vintage Vinyl. That's all I have to say about that. Anyway, so Jesse's cool, and it was a good show. I missed part of it because I had to go next door and pee. But, good as always. It was him and, I think his name is Derek Cruz on guitar. Acoustic, good stuff. He played some newish stuff, some older stuff. It was a record release. It's more of an EP, honestly. Sorry, I had to move my microphone. I'm in a weird spot right now, and it's not really standing. It's like resting on the couch. It's about to fall over, but I'm trying to talk into it while I'm doing stuff. It's very, oh my god. Just trying to see what I'm gonna do here. Okay, so there's "Meet Me at the End of the World." I guess that's the song I should do, huh? Or Fox News Funk. I don't remember which one I liked. Whatever. We'll do that one. Fox News Funk. I don't remember which new ones he played. There was something that he was like, oh, this is on the new record, and he started playing it, and I'm like, this is off of an old record. Nice try. But it goes into, like, a newer song, so I guess that was the reasoning, whatever. What was I saying? Yeah, it was cool. We all know I like him. That's not a secret. I've played him on here like 1,000 times. And, so afterwards, right, we all go up to talk to him, and he's, like, signing shit, and he's like, hey, Chloe, like, how's your band? I'm like, oh, you know, cool. You should come play at, Berlin again. I'm like, okay, you fucking just tell me when, we'll be there. It was really nice to know that he still actually likes us. That was such a good show. I think I talked about it. I'm going to use my favorite insult. This cunty woman in line behind us kept in the middle. Like, okay, first of all, it wasn't like we were taking a long time. Like, there were, what, 4 of us, and both of them are signing our shit, and meanwhile, he's talking to me. This woman keeps edging closer and closer and closer with her stupid friends until she's like essentially like elbowing me out of the way to like wipe marker off of Jesse's face and like interrupt me 1,000 times. I'm like, dude, fucking wait your turn. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with these people? Is it Jersey? No, because not every place. That sounded like a fart. That was my oh my god, you guys. That's hilarious. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway. God, I hated her. Ugh. Right, so here, I'm going to play a song. Fox News Funk. This is off of the newest Jesse Malin. To the land of the golden cross, dreaming of the future and everything I lost. From the man-made mountains, Manhattan's fixed elite, to the Silicon Valley and the kids on Easy Street. Around the free, a rich man's revolution in a high society. Sick as your secrets, sad as your songs. Just too dizzy dancing to notice what went wrong. Distraction to stoke the war machine. Foxes in the hen house, wolves wearing your clothes. Flowers in the dustbin, send my love to Rose.
pony, way up on your high horse. If you go to Jesus and ask him for a light, well, if he came around today, they'd string him up tonight.
See if I can make some more fart sounds with my mic stand. Nope. That was like a one-time deal. You're welcome, everyone. So that's the new Jesse Malin. Oh, God, what was I going to say? I feel like I had other shit I want to talk about, but, like, nothing really matters. So let me tell you about my fun night. So, tonight... It's technically Thursday, but I'm talking about Wednesday. Wednesday. We had a show at the store on a Wednesday, and I'm just like, really? Because, you know, normally it's just Thursdays, and even then sometimes I'm like, why Thursday? Because I have to be here and I can't leave. But that's because I'm kind of tired of... I used to love working the shows. I feel like I've said this before. I used to love it so much, and I just got so... burned out and bitter, and I hate it anymore, like, because a lot of the times it's like the bands, and okay, if anyone in a local band has played and they think I'm talking about them, well, I probably am, but maybe not. A lot of them are just like assholes. They get up there and they just fucking talk about themselves, and like, no one cares. You're not funny. Like, no one wants to hear about, like, how much time you spent in rehab. Like, it's just, you're not playing, like, a fucking, like, an actual thing. Like, this is Doylestown. No one gives a shit. I was also planning on leaving early because I thought I had to do something tonight. Well, I didn't, so I ended up staying and... whatever. Greg was there to cover for me, and then I ended up being there anyway, so I'm sure he was very pleased about that. But, yeah. So the thing here is that the second band that played, they're called Medusa's Disco. Now, first of all, that fucking name is awesome. Now, before that, though, I had noticed, these dudes that I'm like, they've got to be in one of the bands, because they're wearing, like... The one dude had, like, these, like, crazy, like, striped shorts. They're wearing, like, shiny clothes and, like, top hats and stuff. And I'm just like, well, this will be interesting anyway. They get up there and they start playing, and I was like, wait, this is good. Like, these guys are good. And I was like, well, maybe it's just because it's, like, actually, like, rock music and not, like... pussy acoustic crap. I'm sorry if I'm offending people. I'm tired and I'm in a shitty mood because of everything. But, yeah. And so I waited a little while. I listened to a few more songs. And I'm like, Blair, like, they're good, right? And he's like, yeah, these guys rock. I'm like, okay, so it's not just that, like, it's not acoustic, so it's good. Like, it's actually good. Was, like, putting CDs out, and I went in and actually, like, kind of watched from the back, just, like, kind of, like, wow, it's cool. Like, a band that's good is playing our store. It's been a while. I'm going to play you a song of theirs, but I want to tell you. So, one of them, their car broke down on the way, and it was, like, somebody had to go back and get the people that were in the stranded car, and... after they were done playing, they had to wait for their van to show up, and it was, like, this whole fiasco. So I ended up staying, me and Blair were staying at the store until they got their shit under control. And I just like, I'm like, oh god, if it had been like anyone else that night, I would have been like, you're on your own, friend. But these guys were like super nice, and I felt bad. It's like they're doing like an actual like East Coast tour thing, and or however many dates it is, and this is the first night of the tour, and this shit happens, and I was like, well, maybe at least now it'll be out of the way, and nothing else bad will happen for the rest of the tour. I don't know if that's how that works. So yeah, so we ended up being there like for a really long time, and but they're really nice, very appreciative. I got some of their CDs at the store on consignment, so if you like what you hear, feel free to come in and buy some shit. I think he said they're going to get some vinyl pressed of the newest one, which is what I'm going to play as a song off the news. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure this is the last song of their set that I really liked. So if I'm right, cool. If I'm wrong, it's still a good song, and you're still going to like it. So this newest album is called Ripe, and this song is called Otherwise.
Whichever way I choose, I see my own demise. Well, right here I stand, trying to think things through. Never knew what a nightmare was till all my dreams came true. Inkless pens, broken strings, dried up paint, angel wings. Don't know what it's worth till there's a price. Well, don't you tell me otherwise. Don't you tell me otherwise. Whichever way I choose, I see my own demise. Well, don't you tell me. Ventured by most, the only object in my way is this Holy Ghost. These problems that I kept inside started eating me alive. Got the passion, let me try. Another desperate identify. Don't you tell me otherwise. Don't you tell me otherwise. Just the way I choose, I see my own demise. Well, don't you tell me otherwise. Don't you tell me otherwise. Just the way I choose, I see my own demise. Well, right here I stand, trying to think things through. Never knew.
awesome. So that is Medusa's Disco. Heck yeah. That was all I got. I'm a little over half an hour. I wanted to kind of do a little bit of a longer one than usual because I skipped so many weeks. I promised Evan I'm back on track now. This is it. No more fucking flaking out. I'll record half an hour of fart sounds if I have to, just to keep up with it. I'm just kidding. I would never. Okay, wait. No, I shouldn't say I would never do that, because I would do that. But I probably wouldn't actually make you listen to half an hour of farts. Yeah, so there you go. And if you liked that, again, we have, he gave me a handful of that newest one, and then a couple of each of the other ones that they have, and they will be playing the Tusk in Philly sometime in July. Yeah. Anyway, I'll mention that when it gets closer. I forget what it is. It's like end of July sometime. That's all. So, now when you see me, I have a normal eye. It's not gross anymore. And if you ever need your eye dilated, let me know. Because I got the drops. Actually, now I'm not sharing that shit. It's too cool. I am so fucking tired right now. I was, like, fine earlier. I'm like, yeah, I can do this. I got this. Yeah, what? Now I'm like, oh my god, it's like 2 a.m. Why am I still awake? Where am I? Thank you for listening. Thanks for putting up with my fucking lazy ass. If you're still here, I appreciate it. And I'll be back next week with more awesome shit. All right, bye.
Chloe and the Racks is a Knock and Mixin Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.